Many people debate over how to categorize economics. Is it science, social studies? If it's separated from the humanities, economist James D. Campbell asks, don't we neglect to show the next generation how to see and hear the humanistic as it relates to the organization of our economies, our world? Amanda Quachi of Stansberry Research talks about gender, confidence, and financial literacy.
One of my earliest memories was of my mother working at her secretary desk, diligently paying all the bills and balancing the checkbook. My father worked, but she was the one in charge of the finances. My mom wasn't alone. Over time, women have taken more control of their family's financial security. Everything from simply paying bills to investing in IRAs and planning estate documents. Today, more than 50% of women say that they are the primary savers and investors in their households. But men and women have different approaches to money. The biggest hurdle is confidence. In a study from Merrill Lynch, twice as many women as men reported knowing less about the markets and investing than the average investor. But in similar studies, women's portfolios outperformed those of their male peers. A Harvard study looked at top economic professors at different universities. They asked them a series of questions about the economy. They found that, despite all the survey respondents being at the top of their field, women reported less confidence in their answers. Women who don't have as much confidence in their investing, in particular, are losing out. If you're overly anxious about losing money, you'll shy away from investing in riskier stocks. These types of stocks give you the best chance for the largest gains. We're shooting ourselves in the foot for retirement because we don't trust ourselves to succeed at this typically male-dominated role. This kind of thinking also plays into the kind of reading men and women do. Men tend to think and act in linear fashion. This, combined with their general overconfidence, particularly in unmarried men, leads them to risk more on the next hot stock tip they hear at a party. Women are gatherers. We're more likely to explore all the options, get opinions from other sources, and collect all the data before making a decision. We already know women read more than men, but what's surprising is we aren't reading financial materials. One Pew Research study showed that women are far less likely to follow financial news than men, with a 65% to 35% split. So only 35% of women follow it. That's too low. Education, specifically reading about finance, is the way for women to take control of their financial future. Well-researched stories that gather all of the data for the reader is what we need. Increasing your financial literacy directly boosts your confidence. That's why we started a letter focused on women and new investors at Stansberry Research, written by our two female analysts. It's called the Sunday Refresh, and it just launched a few weeks ago. We want to share the kind of information we'd like to read, and the kind we'd share with our siblings, with our moms, with other women, and folks in their 20s and 30s trying to find a fresh perspective on finance. Did you know that financial literacy also helps your brain? Studies done at Rush University show that being financially literate preserves your gray matter as you age. That puts you at less risk of dementia. So reading financial newsletters will help you live a wealthier and healthier life.
Learn more about Stansberry Research at stansberryresearch.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.